Hello, folks. This is just a short little intro. I'm just going to string together a couple of different days of recordings because they're both really, really short. And they probably both have little meaning or substance. So I'm going to string them two together. So that's what you have for this episode. Enjoy. This car is exquisite. Okay, shut up. Thank you. It's just so nice the way the car wraps around you. The seat bolsters move in and the steering wheel moves down. The door closes itself. Oh, it smells delicious. Oh, I haven't driven this car for... What day is it? Anyway, it's 20 days. How sad is that? This poor car sitting in the garage all by itself. Oh, that's okay, baby. We'll get you out on the road today. So, since my last show, I have washed the Deliverator properly. By that, I mean the engine bay, door jams, all that, wheels, undercarriage. So it is nice and clean and ready for the next adventure. My reward for washing that car is being able to take out the spy car. So today, we're going to the dentist. Wah, wah. Yes, that's depressing, isn't it? But at least we get to drive the spy car. So, I have to tell you some funny, funny things. If you're not listening to these shows, you gotta listen. Mark in Canada, for starters, episode 1, I think it was 111. So funny, it's hilarious. Let me see what... He's talking about I, Curmudgeon, which is a documentary on curmudgeons. Sounding like an absolute curmudgeon, Mark. It was so funny. My favorite part was you talking about the victims from 9/11 in the tower who had gym memberships and how pissed off they must be. So funny. Oh my God, I laughed. I laughed and for days over that one. They had gym memberships, those poor bastards. Oh my God, that was a good one. Oh. And then you should be listening to The Gay Life of a Country Boy with Wes. And he went for a hike in his show. It was an excellent episode. That was the sounds of the birds and the hiking and the trails. Beautiful sound on that show. Wesley was really, really nice. Really nice. And, I gotta tell you, you're taking a sip from your tube, baby. I'll take a sip from your tube, I'm telling you. That was pretty sexy. So, that was good. That was cute. So I haven't had any coffee this morning, so I might be a bit grumpy. But since I'm going to the dentist, I thought it would be nice, for the dentist to not have coffee breath. I'm sure there's enough gross things in my mouth, considering what I stick into it. So yes, we're getting a serious mist of rain. Big Fatty eulogized my cracked windshield. That was very nice. I really appreciated it. It was very funny and very touching, heartfelt. I'm still driving with this cracked windshield.
And since it was eulogized, I kind of feel like I'm driving around with a dead guy on my hood. But thanks, Big Fatty. That was a really, really cute bit. It was funny. I liked it. So I'm a little disappointed with this rain that's coming down. It's just spitting. You know, it's really not really a rain. There's just water droplets in the air. So I thought it was going to be a slightly nicer day today. That's too bad. So we have a lot to do today. I have to go to Mountain Equipment Co-op, which is it's like an outdoorsy type store, and take Mr. Anderson's little booties. Mr. Anderson got some booties to wear on his feet in the rain when he rides his bicycle. But he got the wrong size, so I'm taking them back because I'm such a good husband, and returning them to get some bigger booties that fit better. So we're doing that. We're going to the dentist. I have to go shred some documents, if I can find some place that shreds documents. There's no sense in having incriminating evidence kicking around longer than it needs to, right? And I probably have to go shopping for groceries and stuff. Definitely need to go to the liquor store today. Oh, there's a cutie in a little Nissan 280Z or whatever they are. 350Z, the new version of it. A little Italian-looking man. Cute spiky hair. Oh, the clock is wrong in this car. I guess I haven't driven this car since time change. Better deal with that. There we go. Fixed. So, yeah, nothing earth-shattering. This could be the shortest podcast in the history of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast show. So yeah, I'm gonna hit the highway here in a minute and get off to my dentist. So later. So it is a dark and dreary and somewhat rainy morning. I'm just on my way to pick up the gay paper. And then I have to go to work. But it's a dark and gloomy sky. Oh my, it looks very sinister out here. So lots been going on. I want to say thanks very much to Wes Stone. I really appreciated the episode dedicated to me. Thank you very much. I have to say I was really turned on when you were started talking really dirty. When we were talking about the militant podcasting, and oh, I'm gonna put that on a loop and play it over and over and touch myself inappropriately, I think. And road rage, how dare you? I'll do my best, Big Fatty. How dare you? I'm not a road rager. I say, how rude. Just because I don't like buses. But anyway, thank you. I really appreciated the episode. That was very sweet. And I liked how you played my Panicook voicemail message twice. That was cute. And poor Scotty, the little Aussie battler, having some trouble with the university there. I hope that all works out. I'm sorry that nonsense happened to you, Scotty. We're thinking about you over here in the Commonwealth. So, Mr. Anderson and I went out for dinner last night. There was an event called Dining Out for Life. I'm sure you have it in the United States, but Dining Out for Life is, it's to benefit, charities that work with people living with HIV and AIDS. And the deal is that, you go out for dinner on this one particular day, and there's various restaurants that participate, and they donate a portion of the proceeds from the dinner to these AIDS organizations. Yeah, so we went to this restaurant, and unfortunately, I was fairly disappointed. I guess we gotta cut them some slack because it was pretty busy. And as it usually is on this night, this Dining Out for Life night, most of the restaurants are really, really busy. So I guess I shouldn't be too quick to judge. But it was super noisy. I just don't like these restaurants where it's so noisy, you have to yell at each other. It's just because it's a big open room, and you know, there's no noise baffling or anything like that. So a big open room with lots of people in it. All the tables were full, and it was just, I tell you, I had a headache by the end of it. And I paid $12 for a little salad. Granted, it had poached pears and mandarin orange slices and arugula and maybe some radicchio, but $12 for a salad that, you know, you could hold a cup in your hand. And then I ordered the black linguine. Now, if you ask me, linguine is best suited to a cream sauce. So I sort of naturally assume that when you have linguine, it's going to be a creamy sauce. I guess I should have maybe read the menu closer. Because they were so busy, they ran out of linguine. So it ended up being black spaghetti and with prawns in it. Now, these prawns almost turned my stomach because they serve the whole prawn, complete with the head and the little two googly eyes, you know, the creepy little black googly eyes sticking out and the big snouty tendril nostril things. So you had to eat your dinner with all these, there were three prawns looking up at you. Hello, are you enjoying your black spaghetti? With their black eyes sticking out. And it was so briny. It was like a salty, briny, it was a salty, briny broth that my black spaghetti was in that was supposed to be linguine. So, but Archer, I had a South African viognier, and boy, was that ever, that was quite good. I quite enjoyed that viognier. I'm going to have to look for some and add that to my wine cellar. So the wine was good. Everything else was not very good. And we couldn't find parking. Couldn't believe it. No parking anywhere. And I have parking karma. I have really good parking karma. I can always find a parking spot. But not last night. No, no parking. No parking at all. So that was that. But at least it was for a good cause, so that was good. See, there's a little positive in everything. So I'm coming up to another vacation. I've got 3 more days of work to do, and then Mr. Anderson and I are going to go up country, up to the north, to visit Mr. Anderson's mother and family, and so we're looking forward to that. It's going to be nice to have some time off. Still have to study for my big test. Been studying for my big test at work. And then when I come back from vacation, that's it. My probation's going to be up. I'm either going to get the boot or get a gold watch or something. So good things happening in April, I guess. Which which is just a few days away. So, yeah, I don't think I have anything more to say except, you know, Scotty, just chin up and try to put these things behind you and, you know, life goes on. Don't let a couple of wick-whacks ruin your day. So take care, everybody. I'm not sure when I'll do another show. It could be another good long gap. But you'll hear from me eventually. All right, take care.